Wesley Clark entered the race for the Democratic presidential nomination in a blaze of glory. The former supreme commander of NATO rocketed to the top of several national polls, but then he stumbled over problems with his own performance on the campaign trail. NPR's Mara Liasson reports now that Clark is trying to recapture some momentum with new ads and a new focus on New Hampshire.
The first bullet shattered his hand. The second and third hit his shoulder and leg.
Although Wesley Clark is not the only veteran wounded in Vietnam running for president this year, he is the only candidate that can point to experience like this.
In the Balkans, he helped negotiate a peace between bitter enemies and led a multinational force that stopped a campaign of terror, liberated a people, and brought peace without the loss of a single American soldier.
The retired general's military record, according to his campaign, makes him the candidate who can beat President Bush in an election that will focus heavily on national security. A late entry to the race, Clark decided to skip the Iowa caucuses, and he's focusing on New Hampshire. But in the latest University of New Hampshire poll, he's only at 5%. Well back in the pack, says Andy Smith, who directed the survey.
I think what he has to do is spend a lot more time here if he really wants to have a chance. He's got to spend, I would say, 2-3 days a week anyhow between now and the election, and that's going to be difficult. Clark has to go out and raise money. He's living hand to mouth here a little bit.
He has stepped up his campaign schedule in New Hampshire. He's been holding a series of conversations with Clark, town hall style meetings with voters on different issues. Last week at Dartmouth College in Hanover, it was national security.
And my question to you is, since you've spent your whole life in the military, what makes you qualified in any other areas?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. Well, nobody knows how capable or incapable the military is better than the people who've been in it. The difference between me and the chicken hawks is I've been there. And you can talk to any military leader who's responsible, and he'll be the last one to ever advocate the use of the armed forces in war.
The Clinton administration veterans who signed up to run Clark's campaign say he is the perfect opponent for President Bush, an anti-war general with impeccable foreign policy credentials. Charlotte Barrett, who came to hear Clark at Dartmouth, agrees.
I feel like the world picture has become so big in this country that I feel much more confident in him over some of the other candidates in terms of his grasp. And I think a lot of the other domestic issues are things that he's clearly already gotten up to speed on.
But Jennifer Cook isn't comfortable enough with Clark. Impressed with his answers on foreign policy, she's still looking for a more well-rounded candidate, someone with a strong message on health care and the economy.
I'm sure he has changed a lot since he was a young military guy. Intellectually, he has a much broader point of view than one might expect from a military general. But I don't get the feeling that he could ever lead us in a broader way.
In an interview, Clark insists his campaign is raising pickup trucks full of money and getting over its rocky start. Clark admits that the kind of intense scrutiny he got when he entered the race was a double-edged sword. It called extra attention to conflicting answers he gave about the war in Iraq.
We're moving ahead at a very rapid rate compared to other campaigns. Is it rapid enough? That will be up to the voters. You know, when you come into a campaign like this, you welcome the burst of publicity. I mean, I wasn't going to say to people, don't give me this publicity. I'm not complaining about this. It's the nature of the process. But it is different. And I watch now every sentence and every phrase in a sentence so that it's not clipped out of context and said, look what he said.
An indicator of Clark's progress is the behavior of several key Democratic activists in New Hampshire, people who were clamoring for him to run but are now holding back on endorsing because, as one put it, he's had such an inauspicious start. Mary Rao of Portsmouth and her husband John held the first Clark house party in New Hampshire, but although they are Clark boosters, they haven't yet committed.
We were impressed with his response to people at our home, but we know, having been candidates ourselves, that communicating across a broad spectrum of people takes some special skills, and it takes a while, I think, for somebody who's brand new to learn how to do that.
Rao says she's waiting to see if Clark can develop just as effective a message on domestic issues as international affairs.
I want to see that same level of comfort and confidence and depth of knowledge in terms of Social Security, in terms of jobs, and in terms of health care.
Clark is beginning to broaden his message. He's given speeches on the economy and health care, and Rao says it shouldn't take very long for her to determine whether or not Clark can be the kind of candidate she wants to back for president. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Hanover, New Hampshire.